Joe Biden uses coronavirus to boost campaign donations. By Kyle Olson on March 13, 2020. Joe Biden's campaign is using the public panic over coronavirus to replenish his fundraising coffers. Biden gave a speech yesterday, which was delayed 29 minutes due to malfunctioning audio equipment, to reassure Americans that he has the plan to combat the spread of the disease. After the address, the Biden campaign emailed out the text, along with a plea for donations. This isn't the time to be complacent. If you are ready to fight for the soul of this nation, you can start by donating to elect Joe Biden by clicking the button below, the email read, according to Karl Rove. The button read, "Donate to elect Joe Biden." The campaign asked readers to forward it to family and friends. During the address, Biden urged viewers to go to his campaign website to read his coronavirus plan. Visitors first encounter a splash page asking for donations before they're allowed to read the plan, which borrowed heavily from the Trump administration. Biden is not the first to try to financially capitalize on a societal challenge. In 2018, Hillary Clinton used the humanitarian crisis at the southern border to ask for donations for her nonprofit organization. What's happening to families at the border right now is horrific. Nursing infants ripped away from their mothers, an email read. Parents told their toddlers are being taken to bathe or play, only to realize hours later that they aren't coming back. Children incarcerated in warehouses and, according to more than one account, kept in cages. This is a moral and humanitarian crisis. Every one of us who has ever held a child in their arms, and every human being with a sense of compassion and decency should be outraged. Even as I warned this could happen on the campaign trail, that Trump's immigration policies would result in families being separated, parents being sent away from their children, people rounded up on trains and buses, I hoped it would never come to be. But now, as we watch with broken hearts, that's exactly what's happening. We can be heartbroken, but we shouldn't be hopeless. There's something you can do to help. Clinton went on to ask for donations to her group. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @KyleOlson4.